Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kester.
Welcome back to Mind Mastery and Manifestation. Now, as you see, we love breaking things into blocks. So it's really easy to sort of follow what we're doing and find your area of focus. So we're getting into another one, all about health. And I know this may not necessarily be a popular topic because it's one that I think is just talked about ad nauseum in our culture. Like, you can't really avoid it, right? You know, you walk outside and you see a million ads for weight loss or food or what you should look like or whatever. And I think that people just get kind of fed up with it because it's the same old shit all the time. Well, here on this podcast, we're going to break that pattern and we're going to come at it from very different perspectives so that we can help you switch your mindset up so that you can create what kind of, you know, whatever kind of healthy habits you want to have in your life, whether it is losing fat or burning fat, losing weight in general, building muscle, just building healthy habits and routines. And the basis of everything, whether you stick to a diet, whether you stick to a habit, whether you lose unhealthy habits, all of that is in your mindset. So the next couple of episodes, we're going to lay out everything that we can give you on healthy mindsets so that you can be as healthy as possible. And first of all, we're going to talk about the big, bad, ugly elephant in the room, which is weight loss.
Woo! This is going to be fun. I'm really actually excited for us to dive into this series and to give you guys a little bit more a background with this. We oftentimes forget how much of an impact our health has on every other area of our life. I've had the incredible opportunity over the last almost three years now, working with multiple nutritionists, personal trainers, health experts, and building their programs and serving their clients. And the outcome is always the same. They see how much of a difference the work that they do with their clients has on their finances, on their business, on their relationships, on every other aspect of their life. And that comes down to how well the individual is taking care of themselves. So whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a business owner, or whether you're just the mom who's a housewife or whatever your situation is, this aspect of you taking the time to tune into your own health, to tune into your own wellness, will massively influence and impact every other area of your life in a way that can benefit you so much. So we really hope that you take to heart what we're diving into these next few episodes. And with that being said, talking about weight loss, especially for a lot of the women that are tuning into this podcast, self included, I'm sure we've all been conditioned by society to believe that we need to be skinny, right? We need to be a certain size in order to feel healthy, hence the whole concept of weight loss. And it's really interesting when we get into this because I know for a lot of women, there's this idea of like, okay, well, I need to lose the weight in order to feel confident, right? Or we don't want to be seen online, or we don't want to really show ourselves in our relationships or whatever it is. And so it's starting to switch this mentality of I need to lose the weight to more so of I need to learn how to really love myself and nourish my body instead of punish my body for not looking a certain way.
It's really important when we talk about this. Sophie brings up this awesome point of a negative view versus a positive view of health. And just like with any other pursuit that you've got, the way that you approach it, whether you come from a negative side, that means like, I just don't want to be fat anymore, or I hate the way I look, or I don't look the way the society tells me to look, will change how you go about it, because there's also a positive side of it. You could look at it as saying, I want to, you know, I hate the way that I look. I don't want to feel this way anymore. Versus, I would like to be even more energetic. And I would like to have a body that I'm really proud of. And I would like to feel strong and healthy, right? The positive side of looking at your weight loss game is so much more powerful than the negative, right? For a very basic few reasons. The first one is that your unconscious mind doesn't really do well with negative commands or negative goals, right? When you say, for example, don't eat the donuts, right? Your mind doesn't really process that. It doesn't process negative commands very well. So what it hears is eat the donuts. It's kind of like you going up to give a speech and you're just telling yourself, don't choke, don't choke, don't choke, don't choke. What's probably going to happen is you're going to walk up and say, and you're going to hate yourself for like a week, right? Same thing. When people are on their diets, they're looking at things like, oh, no, I can't eat this. I shouldn't eat that because I don't want to look or feel this way. Really what they're burying in their side of their minds, what they're focusing on is eat this shit because you feel like shit. And that's why people end up breaking their diets or binging even after a couple of days of sticking to their diets because of the negative point of view of things. But it also buries this feeling that whatever you are, whatever you look like, whatever you're doing, isn't okay. And that's the first thing that really should go. That however you look, however you feel, whatever you're doing right now is fine, right? There's nothing inherently wrong in it. The only thing is it lining up with your goals, with where you want to go? And then how can you get to where you want to go as fast as possible? It switches you onto the positive track, right? So for women, you need to match what other people look like so that you can be what society thinks is attractive. Then don't even start. That's such a negative way of looking at things. You're going to hate the whole process. But if you look at it as saying, I want to lose weight because I would love to be able to feel this, look like this. For me, I enjoy it when I feel this way in the morning, or I enjoy it when I feel strong or fast. You're doing it just for you, for so that you can have an even more positive life. Then it's going to be a beautiful process for you, and it's going to change the whole game. So first off, start by phrasing your goals with weight loss or fat burning. Even that, by the way, is a big shift. Whether you're just trying to lose weight or you're rather trying to burn fat is looking at it from a negative. What you're saying right now is like, I'm not good enough. What I'm feeling like when I'm looking at in the mirror is not right. So I need to lose it versus I'm going to burn fat, which is a positive goal. I'm going to achieve something that's good for me that I feel right about. Just that switch is going to change everything for you right off the bat.
Love this. Yeah. We'll be bringing on some experts too to really kind of dive more into binge eating or more into the body confidence and the self-love aspect of this and some interviews that are coming up for you guys. But really, I love what Dan's touching on here is coming from that place of self-empowerment versus that self-loathing, which is really what this comes down to, especially for the women out there, for men as well, right? Men definitely have some body stuff. I don't personally understand it because I'm not a man, but I definitely resonate from the perspective of being a woman. And it's interesting because it's almost like we have this mentality that that inner critic, that part of us that's pushing us to go and do the gym and to go and work out and to go and eat healthy, it's kind of like we almost become dependent on it because that's what gets us to go into the gym, right? But that's you choosing to do the activity from a place of not feeling like you're enough. And this goes into something much deeper where it's realizing that it actually has nothing to do with your health and your fitness. It has much more to do with your worthiness, your enoughness, which comes, as Dan would tell you, from that unconscious mind. And so being able to align your actions with your unconscious mind in the sense that you're taking the steps to nourish your body, to nourish your mind, to nourish your heart through health, through exercise, through body movement that may be more intuitive and are maybe aligned with the specific fitness goal that you have. That's in congruency with allowing your unconscious mind or your inner child or however you want to look at this part of you as being enough and it being so deserving and so worthy and so much more than enough that you want to give it more of that so that it can feel even better. So you can feel even better so that you can do more in the world with whatever it is that you do.
Well, if you think about your mind as a 5 or 6 year old version of you, if you're a guy, think about talking to a little boy. If you're a woman, think about talking with a little girl. And now think about telling that little girl the things that you have told yourself when you look into the mirror. And think about what kind of responses you'd get, right? You look into the mirror and I'm just going to throw this out there, right? This might not be what you do, but just in case, I'm going to bring this out to almost an extreme. You know, someone looks into the mirror and they call themselves fat, or they call themselves worthless or ugly, or they say, oh, you know, you need to go work out, or no woman is going to, you know, be interested in you. No man's going to want you, or calling yourself, you know, lazy, whatever kind of judgments, right? You lay this on a kid. What is that kid going to do? Do you think that kid is really going to try to work with you and try to help you, try to cooperate with you? Or are they just going to sit down and break down? Now, when you get into your health game, especially when it comes to something as sort of judgy as weight loss can be, at least, then remember to speak to yourself and come at it from that same sort of perspective. That if you want a kid to really do something, put their energy into something, get some good results out of it, whatever they do, you're going to speak to them almost like a kind of pep talk, right? And talk to a kid like, hey, I know you like how you feel. You look great. I love you just the way you are. But isn't it even better when you have even more energy, right? Wouldn't you like to be able to go out and play even more and feel even better, do all these other things, right? Well, how about trying this, right? Setting up goals, going to work out, eating even healthier. And it's not even a question now about if you don't, then you're going to be judged, right? Because that's going to hammer down on that child's ego, on that child's feeling, that child's self-worth. Instead, build yourself up just like you would build up a kid. And you'll find, because it's interesting, right? Your body is a physical manifestation of your mind. When you have that perspective, when you become a pep talker for yourself and within your fat burning game, then you'll find your body responds to it even better. It's kind of amazing. First of all, you'll have a lot less stress and anxiety around it. And we can get into the whole idea, like what does cortisol do? But in essence, when you are nice and calm and relaxed, your body holds on to fat less. It burns fat even more. It burns even more calories and it works with you even more, right? So when you come from this positive perspective, like Sophie said, from self-love rather than self-loathing, it'll make everything you do within your weight loss or fat burning game even more effective. And that's one of the reasons why it's so important. The other one is it's just more fun. Right? You want to work with yourself instead of becoming your own worst enemy by adding all these negatives. So the more you tip towards self-love, the easier it'll be to get rid of that fat, easier it'll be to mold your body to look however you want it to be, and the more fun it'll be.
It's really interesting too, because again, regardless of what your fitness goal is, and speaking from having trained for bikini competitions and knowing the toll that it can take, what Dan's speaking to here, and regardless, right, regardless of whether you're training for a competition, you're in bodybuilding, or you're just maybe for the first time in your life wanting to actually learn how to work out and take better care of yourself, doing it from the place of, wow, I love myself enough to do this for me so that I can have a better life, a better quality of life, so I can enjoy my body more, I can enjoy my relationships more, whatever those things are, as long as you're coming from that place, there's no judgment against what your fitness goal is. In fact, it's just more encouragement in the fact that, wow, that's really cool that you really want to be able to do those things. And you're coming from that place that, like, that's what you want to do. That's epic. And so, again, it's just recognizing and appreciating that, wow, okay, here's what it is I want to do. And I think that the biggest component is understanding the reason behind wanting that. Right? Why are you going after losing the 20 pounds or working out 6 days a week or whatever the actions are that you're taking, and understanding what you believe doing that will give you, right? What that's going to allow you to feel, what that's going to allow you to do, who it's going to allow you to be, what it's going to allow you to have when you get to the end of that. And that's what's going to give you insight into what's really motivating you, what's really driving you. And so tuning into and really taking the time to ask yourself, it's like, okay, why do I want to lose the weight, right? Why do I want to do this competition? Why do I want to start working out more consistently? And really getting down to what that's going to mean about you ultimately and how that's going to benefit every area of your life. And it's important, just like Dan mentioned, that you look at the benefits, not just the what am I moving away from, but what do I get to move towards, right? So just some fun little things to tune into, especially as you are really getting clear on this health gain journey more so than a weight loss. And as you do that, as you start to get clear on your reasonings behind it, it'll allow you to become much more consistent because you're not fighting yourself anymore. Just like Dan mentioned, instead, you're working with yourself and it becomes more fun, more enjoyable because you wake up every morning and you get to become more intuitive in the sense of, does this feel good? And you get to tune into, oh crap, when I eat shitty food, I feel really shitty. What a concept. Or, wow, I went to the gym and I didn't do the whole workout, but I worked out enough to where I felt good and now I can go home and I feel good about that versus beating yourself up for it, right? So just take the time to slow down, to really tune into what makes sense for you without the judgment or the comparison, and know your reasoning behind it.
And the reasoning part is so, so, so important, right? Remember that what you do comes out of who you are. And so when you can bring in this, I would say, habit of grounding into your identity, that'll help you stay on your game. Because it can get really easy to focus in on short-term stuff. Like right now, I'm going through the first couple of weeks of the ketogenic diet, which is essentially not eating carbs at all. It's like, I think I can eat maybe 45 grams of carbs in an entire day, which is a serving size of cereal, which, by the way, nobody eats, right? If you're gonna eat cereal, I don't think I've ever eaten just one serving size according to the nutritional label on the box. I don't know if it's possible, but that's usually around 45 grams of carbs. That's the amount of carbs I can eat the entire day, every single day. Now, if I got stuck in how much it sucked to have all of a sudden having to eat an extraordinary amount of fat in order to keep my body weight and burn body fat, or the discomfort that a body can go through as it adapts from burning carbs for energy or fat to energy, I can get lost in short-term, right? Short-term discomfort versus short-term gains. It's like, F it, I'm going to go eat a pizza. This sucks and I'm out, right? But when I reground into who I am as a person who has big goals for not just my physical health, but I'm doing this not just for aesthetics or to cut fat, but also for the energy benefits and also for the mental clarity benefits and the sleep benefits, they're going to expand throughout my entire life because that's who I am. I constantly push myself to see how much I can do to live at my highest potential so I can perform even better at work, so I can create even better relationships, so I can have even more fun. Well, when I push through these goals and make it to the other side of the discomfort, I get all these benefits. That's who I am. So then I look at, okay, well, today I feel like crap because this diet is hard on the body in the first couple of weeks. Fine, no big deal. Because I know who I am. I know why I'm doing this in a grander picture. And I can link it up with my identity and all of a sudden it becomes okay. I can be uncomfortable for a day or two or 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It's all right. And I can see how actually giving in, eating a bowl of pasta, which would ruin everything that I've built up to so far, would give me a temporary fix, but it would go completely against who I am and my values as a person. It would be a punishment. It wouldn't be good for me. Just like if you set your diet out so that you can achieve your health goals and maybe even life or relationship goals, and you'll link that up to who you are on a fundamental level, how it links up with your values, you'll see that cheating on your diet or skipping days at the gym just so you can relax and get that temporary feel good flies directly in the face of who you are. And it'll be such a glaring contrast that the moment you think about it, you'll see how unacceptable it is. And it's not choosing your diet. It's not choosing, you know, wings over salad. It's not choosing, you know, working out over staying in bed. It's choosing you and your life and what you said you really wanted for yourself and everything else. And when it becomes choosing you versus giving up on yourself, I think you'll find it really easy to choose you and to love yourself and to go after your goals and to create your life, right? and to love the journey of knowing that every day you're choosing you, and every single day you choose self-love, and every single day you choose strength and resilience over giving in to short-term benefits that destroy your long-term goals. And that's how you can see that a cheat meal is actually kind of bullshit, right? You're cheating on yourself. You're not cheating on your diet, right? But sticking to it, making progress every single day, that's an act of self-love. And that feels amazing. It gets you back on that positive track, gives you the resilience and strength to make those health goals become reality.
Woo, love this. Even if you're not on a diet, even if you're somebody who's transitioned out of the diet mentality and you're stepping more into intuitive eating, it's the same expression of becoming more intuitive and listening to your body and what makes sense for you right now, whatever that is. Especially because I know there's so many women out there that have moved away from the diet mentality and want to step more into not just doing a diet to lose the weight, but again, learning how to love your body and work with your body and have that self-confidence with where you are right now and moving away from the binging to where you can listen to, wow, okay, what feels good? What does my body need? What movement makes sense for me with where I'm at right now in this place in my life? And that's exactly what Dan's talking about. It's becoming more intuitive and making decisions that are in alignment with where you want to go, not just from the place of where you no longer want to be. So with that being said, thank you all so much for tuning in. I think we've got a fun little exercise for you, Dan, if you want to go ahead and give that to them.
Yeah, sure. So this is, I love this stupid little exercise. It's so powerful, but it's just kind of fun. And I call it a stupid little exercise because I get really goofy with it. And I think you just got to have fun, right? Like we make, especially like weight loss, fat burning, it becomes such a serious, crampy, you know, struggle. And that sucks. So let's have fun with it. Here's one thing that you can do immediately is start calling foods by how they make you feel. Okay. Because that will immediately line up and help you assess your choices, even if it's just intuitive rather than a diet, help you make choices that come from an even more positive space, right? Like I have a sister-in-law who's like kind of allergic to dairy. And yet every once in a while, she still eats ice cream, but that doesn't make her stomach feel good at all. And you know, if you don't take the lactose all that well, you know exactly what kind of stomach problems can come from that. They're not pleasant for like anyone. So you could call ice cream whatever you want. Call it an hour on the toilet. Call it stomach pains. Call a burrito farty all day. Call chips. Call chips self-judgment, right? Because I know you can't just eat a handful, right? You eat the whole damn bag, you know, if you're like me. And then, you know, you look at salads or steaks, whatever your foods are, as I have foods I call power foods or strength foods. Now that I'm on keto, I have fat burning foods, I have fat bombs that help my body adjust to the fat. So I have different things that make me feel different ways. I have like my stir fries and salads that make me feel light and energetic. So that's what I'll call them, energy bowls or whatever. Have fun with it. But when you start thinking of foods that way, you know, instead of just like pizza, right? Because we have this thing in society, like pizza is synonymous with happiness, right? But maybe pizza isn't the best thing for you right now. Maybe it doesn't line up with your goals. Maybe it doesn't feel, it make you feel all that great. Maybe it makes you feel, I don't know, lazy. You eat pizza, you get lazy. Cool. Call it laziness, right? Or call it fatty hips, right? So what I want you to do is go through your foods and relabel them, right? Give them different names. If you need to, put a picture on your fridge and below it, the name of the food so that it kind of ingrains in your mind. So that when you go out to a restaurant or you go out to a supermarket and you're thinking about what to get yourself and you look at, it's like, all right, well, should I get the prefab hot pocket dinner or should I get some organic veggies? And you look at it and you're like, well, a Hot Pocket, remember these names are designed to make you want them. So, you know, you look at them and instead of that, you think like, oh, that's going to make me lazy for like an hour after I eat it. So do I want this boxed laziness or do I look over at the vegetables and think, oh, do I want to feel motivated and light? And immediately it can help you make that intuitive judgment on what to eat even easier and line up with your goals and line up with who you are. And it makes the whole thing really fun. So that's your task. Rename all of your foods based on how they make you feel and start making decisions accordingly.
Woo! Love it. And on that note, y'all, we will see you on the next episode.
Bye.